From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The 1987 movie Wall Street tells a story of an ambitious young stockbroker, played by Charlie Sheen, who's seduced into joining a big insider trading operation. But the most memorable character by far is the high-powered corporate raider he goes to work for, a man named for a lizard, Gordon Gekko. The part won Michael Douglas an Academy Award. In this week's installment of In Character, our series exploring the origins and impact of famous American fictional characters, we turn the spotlight on Gekko. As conceived by director Oliver Stone, Gekko is a slimy embodiment of all that was wrong with American capitalism. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the response to the character wasn't quite what Stone intended.
When we meet Gordon Gekko, he's pacing around his glitzy Manhattan office in front of a long row of computer screens, barking orders and juggling phone calls.
Looks as good as on paper. We're in the kill zone, pal. We're lock and load. Lunch? Oh, you gotta be kidding. Lunch is for wimps.
As he talks, he takes his own blood pressure, a cigarette in his mouth. Meanwhile, he's interviewing stockbroker Bud Fox, who's come to pay homage. Gekko is a lion of the business world, an alpha male famous for his cunning and financial acumen. He's 10 steps ahead of everyone. There's a smirk on Gekko's face as if he's reading your thoughts and knows your worst impulses. The devil wears silk suits. As Fox discovers, he is also a major league crook who trades in insider information and manipulates markets the way other people make conversation.
Tell Dodge shooting up. Did you buy any for yourself?
No, sir. That wouldn't have been legal.
Sure. Relax, pal. No one's going to blow the whistle on you.
Soon, Fox is lured into his operation, a junior partner in crime. He's got qualms about what he's doing, but Gekko says if he really wants to make it, he's got to put them aside.
Wake up, will you, pal? If you're not inside, you are outside, okay? And I'm not talking about some $400,000 a year working Wall Street stiff, flying first class and being comfortable. I'm talking about liquid. Rich enough to have your own jet. Rich enough not to waste time. $50-100 million, buddy.
As conceived by Stone and screenwriter Stan Weiser, Gekko is a larger-than-life composite of some of the fallen financiers from the insider trading scandals of the 1980s, like Mike Milken and Ivan Boesky. The movie poses a question. Why did men who were already rich beyond measure try to increase their fortune by cheating? For Gordon Gekko, who likes to quote from Sun Tzu's The Art of War, business isn't just business, it's a battle, a Darwinian showdown, and money is how you keep score. Wall Street veteran Ken Lipper was a technical advisor on the film.
The Gordon Gekko character is not a person who is satisfied by anything for very long. There's no permanent accomplishment. There is no peace until everyone else is a failure.
I don't like losses, boy. Nothing ruins my day more than losses. Now, you do good, you get perks. Lots and lots of perks.
Wall Street was meant as a cautionary tale about business ethics, but there's a paradox in the movie. As played by Michael Douglas, Gekko is one in a long line of lovable movie rogues, dashing and handsome in his suspenders and slicked back hair.
Gekko is glamorous in the way that many confidence men are glamorous.
George David Smith is a business historian who teaches at NYU's Stern School.
He's slick, he's quick-witted. He can be charming, and he can also be ruthless. And the movie does a very good job, I think, in presenting the sort of the macho world of Wall Street as it was at the time.
Screenwriter Stephen Schiff says before Gekko came along, Hollywood usually depicted businessmen as fat, poorly aging ogres doing shadowy things.
The idea that Gekko was this shiny, beautifully dressed, magnetic, charismatic superstar suited a lot of people in the business world very nicely.
Schiff says this is also the weakest thing about the movie. Although Bud Fox ultimately turns against him and Gekko heads to jail, the character's charisma undercuts the film's moralizing.
Who do you want to be coming out of the movie? Do you want to be Bud Fox, broken and downtrodden and never having quite made it? Or do you want to be Gordon Gekko, who, yeah, he's going to go to jail, but what a swashbuckler he was until that very last moment.
Both Douglas and Stone have said that a lot of young people they meet even see Gecko as a role model, and it has a lot to do with the film's most famous scene. Gecko shows up at a shareholders' meeting of a company he wants to take over. He's not trying to destroy the company, he says. He's trying to liberate it.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed.
Of course, Gecko doesn't want to save the company. He wants to strip its assets and sell them. But what gets remembered is his very persuasive and unapologetic defense of raw capitalism. But NYU's Smith says anyone who sees Gecko as some sort of capitalist hero is missing the point, because what Gecko does violates free market principles.
But what Gecko is doing is he's trying to monopolize information, trade on it, and in the process even fabricate information in order to manipulate the market to his own ends.
Smith also believes Gecko would have more trouble operating today because regulators pursue that kind of manipulation more aggressively. And in fact, audiences may get a chance to see how Gecko would fare in today's economy. A sequel to Wall Street is in the works. Oliver Stone isn't involved, but Michael Douglas has agreed to star. The movie's title will be Money Never Sleeps. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
What great American characters inspire you? Nominate your favorites on our In Character blog. Go to npr.org/incharacter. We may put your suggestion on the radio.